This is David Duke. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they live, but also certainly of vital importance to all the people of the earth. I think, though, this broadcast is most important to Americans, Americans who will end up paying a heavy price in blood and money and goodwill and really decency and morality by our unconditional support of the evil that Israel is doing at the present time in Lebanon. Many people don't understand the difference between Christian and Jewish morality. But I've got an article from a major Jewish website that should illustrate exactly what that difference is. Let me quote. The Yeshiva Rabbinical Council announced in response to an IDF attack in Cana that according to Jewish law, during a time of battle and war, there is no such term as innocence of the enemy. So ladies and gentlemen, those children, the films, the clips, the pictures you saw of the innocent children, take a look at my website, take a look at the picture below and the article below, that they're not innocent. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, they're not even human, according to much Talmudic law. Now, this is a quotation from a major Jewish website from a rabbinical council saying that according to Jewish law, there are no innocents of the enemy. Judaism is unlike any other religion on the earth. It is at heart a fundamentalist, supremacist, racial religion whose Talmud preaches unrelenting hatred toward Gentiles, and repeatedly it relates Gentiles as animals whose sole purpose on earth is to serve Jews. Jews who are supposedly walking the earth like individual gods. Now this, of course, is in great contrast to the religious morality of Christianity and Islam. And I realize that what I write here may sound unlikely to many of the readers first learning of this Jewish supremacism. For the Jewish-dominated media in America and around the world does not expose the many and powerful elements of Jewish extremism. It does not expose their hate-filled, murderous rhetoric. It does not reveal the clear relation between the massacre of innocents at Cana and across Lebanon to this Jewish extremism. Yet, the same Jewish-dominated media endlessly attacks Muslim fundamentalists, racial supremacists, or anti-Semites. Any sort of intolerance expressed by non-Jewish groups is talked about, exposed, and relentlessly attacked. But Jewish extremism is completely ignored. You see, in the eyes of Israel, the killing or maiming of more than 1,000 Lebanese children is no war crime at all. For, again, as this article says, according to Jewish law, there's no such term as innocence when it comes to, quote, the enemy. Of course, anyone who dares to expose Jewish racism and extremism is himself demonized as racist or anti-Semitic. While the Jewish extremists he quotes don't have to fear a word of criticism in the mainstream media. Recently in the White House, you had meetings and celebrations of Chabad Lubavitch. Chabad Lubavitch is a Jewish movement that says Gentiles are animals, that Gentiles' purpose and all of the earth's creation's purpose is to serve Jews, that Jews have the DNA of God in them, that they are literally walking, living gods. And Chabad Lubavitch has had many famous spokesmen who've said incredibly hateful things, including one rabbi out in St. Louis who wrote an article, a mainstream article, and it endured very little, if almost no criticism, in the largest Jewish newspaper in the United States called the Jewish Week, in which he said, is it moral for a Jew who needs a liver to take the liver, and in other words, murder, an innocent non-Jew who's passing by? He essentially said, yes, it is moral and right for a Jew to do that. I mean, how horrendous. Now, let me quote directly from the website, and I'm also going to quote from an earlier article. First, let me take a quote from the Jerusalem Post of July 12, 2006. The headline is, Yeshiva Rabbis Call for, quote, Extermination of the Enemy. The Yeshiva Rabbinical Council blamed the attack on the north on Wednesday morning on a weakness of our grip in the land of Israel. The rabbis saw the attack as a direct continuation of relinquishing territory and weakness. The council called on the IDF to ignore Christian morals and exterminate the enemy in the north and the south. Yeshiva Rabbinical Council, during time of war, enemy has no innocence. And you know what? The government of Israel followed their advice. And then here, after the horrible Kana attack, this is from the Ynet website, quote, the Yeshiva Rabbinical Council announced in response to an IDF attack in Kana that, quote, according to Jewish law, during time of battle and war, there's no such terms as innocence of the enemy, unquote. And all of the discussions on Christian morality are weakening the spirit of the army and nation and costing us the blood of our soldiers and civilians, the statement said. My friends who are listening to this, anyone listening to this, look at the picture of the Lebanese child in the article below and remember that, quote, according to Jewish law, there are no innocents of the enemy. I abhor the harming of anyone. I detest the slaughter of the innocent, be they Jews or Gentiles, Muslims or Christians, Europeans or Mideasterners. I'm opposed to any sort of terrorism. And I know that the most intolerant religion on the earth is Judaism, that Israel is a racial supremacist state that was formed by terror and ethnic cleansing. I know that Israel is a nation that is tortured, kidnapped, jailed hundreds of thousands of people, mostly civilians, killed tens of thousands, that Israel has made terrorist attacks against its neighbors and betrayed even its greatest benefactors, including my own nation, the United States of America, as they betrayed us in their terrorist attack in the Levant affair, and their terrorist attack, surprise attack on the USS Liberty, and in their betrayal of America with the Jonathan Pollard spy case. And I know that Israel is truthfully the worst terrorist offender on the earth. The terrible truth is that this alien extremist power now has a grip upon the United States of America, and they've made us a party to their terrorism and their evil. The invasion and the attack of Lebanon was against a pro-American government and a nation where 25,000 Americans lived and worked and had many financial and economic interests in that country. Israel even attacked Lebanon while Americans were in harm's way, while they were still there. And America will suffer in the future from the response to the American-backed Israeli terrorism in Lebanon and for what happened in Kana. We will pay for Israeli control of our media and our politics with both our dollars and our blood. My dear American compatriots, how many more 9/11s must America suffer for these Israeli murderers? My dear American friends and patriots, how many more American young men and women must die or be maimed in Iraq for Israel? God save the people of Lebanon from the Jewish extremists, and God save the people of the United States from the price we will likely pay for their subversion of our media and our government. The only way we can avoid this sure reckoning is to reverse our policies immediately and stand for justice and decency and humanity in the Middle East. And truly, the interests of America first, not an alien power who has our Congress by the neck. Using all the force and power of the United States, America must demand, tell Israel that it must have an immediate ceasefire against Lebanon, for such is vital to human decency, and it's also vital to the interests of the American nation and the American people. Please help me in spreading this message. Everyone listening to this message, spread this knowledge across the United States of America and around the world. Thanks so much for being with me. I'll see you again next time.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information, and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddu.com.